Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, February 20th, 8 a.m. Roll call, please.
Cindy.
Here.
Bill.
Yep.
Sean.
Yep.
Ricky.
Yes.
Pete.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections or additions anybody's aware of?
I'd like to just make an introduction. This is Jalen Anderson. She's my shadow today to follow me around at work, but I said I was coming here first. She's a Valley City State University student, as well as she works for me, and she's been shadowing the leadership team at St. Raphael as she considers what path she's headed into after college, and maybe she'll head into government because this is so much fun.
Well, you better get up here in the front row so we can see you and keep an eye on you,
she's
and that way you can lead.
Purpose. And do not tell her.
Don't follow Cindy's lead on a lot of things.
And don't listen to Pete because he's known me since I was little, and he has stories that you don't need to know. Yeah. And I think just before we start, congratulations to Valley City High School and Maple Valley for moving forward in the regional and district tournament. So
Valley City won by 20.
Yeah, and Maple Valley, I fell asleep and I woke up and they had won. They struggled.
Yeah, they won.
They struggled, but I'm happy for them. So
it was like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So otherwise, thank you.
Randy, sheriff's bids, vehicles.
Even though we have questions.
Putledge wasn't able, well, as of when I turned them in, they were supposed to have it to me by Friday, but Friday, Steve called and said they couldn't get one. They'd have to bid a 25. So.
Who did we hear from then? You assume Miller Motors and Ford? Or?
Yep, we have.
So
you
that's
got them, don't you?
Yeah. Nobody's bringing them.
Oh, okay.
And so
you
then there'd be
lose.
2024 models?
I'll have to look at the bids. I don't know what they bid for sure until I see
okay.
them.
That dude already
said. And then, I mean, it's up to you guys. You want to wait for a Chevy bid or not? I mean, we were waiting on Ford to even build the pickup that we built last year, or bid last year.
I think if we had a deadline, we had a deadline.
Okay.
Yep. You told them the deadline, right?
Yeah, they all have the same option.
I told them I had to have it in.
What are we replacing?
Doug's Tahoe.
And
are we keeping that or trading
it?
We're keeping that and getting rid of the truck rig. Put the truck rig into that one.
Into the Tahoe. Okay, so would the truck rig be one that would be better for transport? Or what are we using for transport?
Well, as soon as we get the pickup, Steve's vehicle goes to the jail and we get rid of that jail car.
Oh, yeah. Because I think an SUV of some sort for transport would be more comfortable for everybody. And that's what Steve has.
Yep.
And
he has the Ford Interceptor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one we stuck all the money in, wasn't it? Steve's?
That was
Tangens.
Tangens, but it used to be.
Wasn't Steve's the one that got rear-ended brand new?
That was it.
Out on the interstate?
Could have.
An off-ramp. Here, Julie. Sorry,
you're still looking for that 320, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have to just ask him one.
Do you need an opener, or you got something?
I'll just get it. This is Stout Miller for a Dodge or a Durango.
A Durango. So they didn't even get a truck.
No, just the Durango. We just went with the SUV.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we bid SUVs. Okay. Okay. How much?
44,874.
And that's with no trade? Or it's a jail car? No.
No trade at this time.
Really? How come every SUV I buy is like $80,000?
That's the wrong one.
I don't buy it. I just look at it.
Maybe we've been buying the wrong plane.
I guess.
We need a jail car.
And that was where? Stout?
Dodge.
That's a Dodge. It's Stout. All these are Stouts.
Miller Motors. Dodge. Stout. Miller Motors. whatever.
Okay.
And this is for the 2025 Ford Police Interceptor.
Why do you think those guys aren't in the same building?
One comes from Gordy and one comes from Casey.
$10,000 difference.
One's more expensive on the one side of the building.
I guess that, well, yeah, but the Dodge side should be paying for the new half of the building, not the Ford side. But Casey's paying for it.
And then I just like to have it tabled until next meeting so we can look it over and see if it's apples to apples.
That's 54.
What do you think? If we've had an Interceptor before?
Yeah.
It's just an Explorer, right?
It's just.
Yeah, what? Basically.
It has a Ford Explorer Interceptor.
Yeah.
Interceptor utility.
We had more problems with those, didn't we?
No.
Isn't it actually?
The Ford one.
Just that one.
Have we had more than one?
Oh, yeah, we've
had
two or three right now.
Of this, rump, or?
We got one of those, at least two of those.
Okay. Is the Interceptor?
Which one do we have one of, Interceptors?
Durango.
The Durango.
Durango.
What year is the Durango? 24 or 25?
24.
No, that would be one difference.
There's one difference, though.
And they both have the police package, I assume.
Yep.
So that cost. It's a fleet.
So the truck, Greg, one we have now is what we would get rid of?
Yep.
God, that seems like one of the best vehicles we have.
And that's a Tahoe?
That's a Tahoe.
That's the older Tahoe. What is it, 11 or something?
We're keeping this in the fleet somewhere or not?
No.
We didn't plan on it. That's just what our plan is.
Yeah.
You're going to, what? No, you're going to trade it in? I thought you were keeping it.
No, the other one is going down to that position.
That's a good vehicle, too.
And then truck reg that we have now, which is the white one, because originally that was Don's, I think,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Would be the one that we would get rid of.
Well, but that's a plan, but we can always
change
if there's something.
Yeah, no, I know.
Somewhere that can use it, another department. That should we be getting rid of the pickup that Jess and tax department's using and have something like that?
Because that one we just updated not so long ago.
Yeah,
because the other one went to Yellowstone.
Little Yellowstone?
Clawson Springs, Park Board, whatever.
To like this table until.
But you'd like to wait.
And this one says at this time the Durangos are still available to order. Maybe by the time we order.
Well, this one is. I think the Ford is a 25.
Yep. Now that just opened.
Yeah. So yep. That probably.
That's kind of why we waited till now. I thought Chevy was available too.
When do they start getting 25s in about?
June, July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a rule.
Okay. I'll make a motion to table this until Randy can do the research he requires and desires.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
I just have one question now. You're not doing a trade-in.
No, not for this.
But we're going to shuffle vehicles.
And we can sell one if you want to sell one. I wish it was as good as a trade-in, if not better.
Probably better with the cost. I don't know if you get for trade what you get just trying to sell a used vehicle straight out.
We did pretty good on all those that we sold.
Yes, we did.
Tahoe would do real well on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So you got different plans.
No, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yes.
Sean?
Good.
Yes.
Vicky?
Yeah?
Bill?
Yep.
Did we just budget one this year, Randy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer, don't get too comfortable. Come on up.
Yeah, right on time. Good morning.
Oh, I'm seeing spots. I looked into the sun. I'm still seeing spots.
Sun is nice.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful. I won't complain.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Oh, really?
Utopia or what?
Well, she said she looked into the sun. I thought maybe she was looking for something.
He's pretty sharp this morning. I better get out while I can get done and get going here.
That was the shortest meeting we ever had with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, simple request here this morning. Membership for South Central Dakota Regional Council of $22,040, which is the same amount as it was last year. This also, the request also includes approval of the Joint Powers Agreement. I sent information to you. If you have any questions on it, we know it's a really good investment. I can't imagine what we would do. I mean, who would have to help with the paperwork? It's all federal money, and it's just, I think, a really good investment for us.
It has been. I don't think I can make a motion, can I? Since I'm on the board of it?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Done deal.
Okay, thank you. And then the second request is to approve allowing us to be the pass-through. I know you had a prior motion for Valley Recycling. I understand and just want to clarify, $15,000 per year for 3 years. Just double-checking that with you. And it was to come from the general fund, and we will ask, we will act as the pass-through for that. So we went through our process.
Number one, he was supposed to bring some financials. Did he bring some financials?
He did, yes. He provided me with financial information, and I've gone through it. It's a typical small business. Just looked it over. The city is, and I did receive the recycling fees from the city. It depends on weight and that sort of thing, but they are providing a substantial amount, probably anywhere from say $165,000 a year to help with the business and pay for the transportation and that kind of thing.
Okay, don't we get copies of that?
It's private information. Financial information is confidential by law. I would clear it with him.
Probably not, but if you want to see it, you can see hers.
You could come to the office.
If we're presenting copies, then it's public
information. Then it's public information.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So I thought the whole idea was that contingent on this money was that he bring in some financials. And as long as he brought it in to you and it's your business that you're asking the money for.
So to clarify, and you probably have the motion that was made.
We just read through it.
Yeah, we just went through it that we would use your money.
Yes. So it was general fund money as
no,
I okay.
That's not what the motion was.
And that's what I thought it was,
okay.
And Sean thought it was,
but
these
not.
Three
it's
thought it was.
But we got to revisit it if not. So.
Okay. They were under the understanding that it was coming actually out of economic development
okay.
funding.
That's what you guys were talking about. But at the board meeting, Bill, we said general fund?
That's what I was thinking
okay.
is where we were
okay.
asking it from. Just using it as a path-through so everything was on the legal side.
Right, exactly. That was the understanding
yep.
of the board. Okay,
yep.
So then maybe I need to go back then.
I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah, so that, because my board was thinking it's general fund money, and they're just like, okay, yes, we'll help.
And me and Sean were on the same board, and these three thought it was actually coming out of
okay.
your guys'
so
funding.
It's economic development funds, so we're going to take another look at it
yep.
under that context.
Yep.
Okay, let's do that.
So what's the agreement with the city? Does he get money, doesn't matter what the price is?
There is a contract. Now, this is public information. There is a contract between Adam and Valley Radiator and Recycling with the city, and lays out, the performance that's required.
Because that's my only thing with money is, with markets go up, subsidies should go down.
He had indicated that the subsidy should go down, yeah.
Well, that's the way I worked for the original yep. recycling company in this yep. town, and that's the way with who the, I don't think they ever had one with the city, but with individuals that we had worked out that what they're paying was contingent upon price.
Yeah. Okay. So let me do a real thorough review of this. And then any discussion, Julie, that you might have recorded in the minutes, and then the motion, the actual motion, if I could get that information, and then I'm going to go back to my board, and we'll just look at this as a straight-up economic development project.
Okay.
And then if I have questions, as long as you guys are all on the same page, then if I have questions, I will get back to, I don't know who has the portfolio for this, but...
Nobody, Bill, but those two have your portfolio.
Yes. Okay. So whatever questions there might be. Okay, we'll take another look.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Sorry about the confusion.
No, nope, that's not a problem. Are you guys getting our email newsletters?
Mm-hmm.
You are. Good deal. So you are aware that we did receive this grant to help with recruiting people. Mm-hmm. It was $72,000, and then we have some local money and actually have a few private businesses. That's part of it, and we're going to ask other private businesses to help out. So we all have some skin in the game to try and help.
Will you check to see if I'm on that?
Yes, it would. We would use your county email address, but yes, I will.
Okay. Please do, because I remember seeing it. But
okay, yeah. Yeah. Just an FYI, so that as we move forward, we're, you know, obviously trying to help hire people. Find people so you can hire.
Appreciate it.
Alrighty. Okay.
So our people can help your people, let the people help for the people.
For the people, and then we're all going to be happy. Okay,
Senator,
very good.
Are you going to accept $70,000 for the South Central?
So is that's for, are you talking about the I-94 corridor?
For the South Central Dakota Regional Council?
Yeah, we just did.
That was 22.
Oh, I meant the 70,000.
Okay, so the
we did that last time, Julie.
Okay. Yeah. If you have questions about that, I can help you with that. Okay.
All right.
You'll help keep us straight.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jennifer.
Well, if you don't receive the money, you can always ask her.
Yes, I will. I know where you are.
All right. Julie, anything new and improved in your neck of the woods?
We just got to approve the minutes, and then... we have all the checks printed for the school building overpayment fund. And we're just starting to stuff.
Okay, did we get the payment from...
We got the payment, yes, from Julie. School.
Okay.
I have a question. I know there must be a spreadsheet of who's getting what. Can you email me that when you're done with whatever you're doing? So the checks, you're stuffing, so you think they'll be out yet in February?
I'm hoping.
Well, that's a really... You did well. That was a hell of a job.
We have a lot of checks to stuff. But
it's horrible.
So if anybody wants to help...
how many is it?
3,900.
3,900?
Checks.
Thank you.
You bet.
Jennifer. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, they're talking about 6,000 different entries, but not, you know, multiple years. So.
Yeah.
Everybody get a chance to look at the minutes?
Move to approve.
Motion and second. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Poll same sign. Well, do you want to have a check stuffing party some night or what?
Sure.
Everybody on board?
Have you started stuffing?
I started yesterday. I came in yesterday and started stuffing.
Yeah, let me
know. Well, you don't get paid extra for that, you know.
No, she doesn't. She's salaried.
Yeah.
Why don't you, what you should do is pick an afternoon and go to the basement and send out all systems, we need help. Maybe some of the, you know, if someone's not busy, they could come from different offices.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you set up somewhere? Like, could I do it today?
Yeah, if you want to.
You can be here all week if you want to be.
No, I don't have the time.
Cut into her retirement.
But if you want to do it some evening at 5-6 o'clock or something, I'll come and help too or something.
Just wait until you do. You get really
you know,
busy.
Suppose we can send them over to the school and see if they can stuff them since we did the hard part.
We should.
Yeah.
No, you can't have that many fingers on it. One of them might get
there must not be a business class over there that needs to volunteer work.
We used to have one up at the Votech.
Yeah.
Well, they still do.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Okay. Pete, what you got for us?
We had a weed board meeting the other day. They've decided, they've done 80-20 on chemical, but they've been running out of money last year, so decided to do a 50-50 on the chemical and see how that works out. With this drone thing, there's a lot more interest in chemical, and the farmer has to pay for the drone, but we still cost sharing the chemical. And chemicals got more expensive, too. So they decided to try on the 50-50, you know, share on the chemical. Because we're just running out of money. The side-by-side, they broke another axle last fall, and they did get parts for it finally. And they're wondering what they should do with it, if they should stop using it or sell it or try to get a new one. Or
that was an Articat, wasn't it?
Articat. And it's just bugger to get parts for. The one axle they got from Israel for some reason. They're made, made in Minnesota, but you get parts from Israel. And so they're wondering the safety now. They broke both axles. If it's probably not heavy duty enough to haul a 100-pound tank around and spray it.
Well, that and where they're spraying, it's not highways.
It's not smooth.
You know, it's smooth. Right. You're in the ditches, you're hitting rocks, and that water shifting.
So Jane was looking into that for spring, what he should do with it. He hadn't made any choice yet.
He has another side-by-side besides that one?
They have two.
And that one's working well?
It broke down, yeah. It's a different brand, I think.
It's a Polaris, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
So maybe we should sell this one.
Yeah, so we'll see. But if he didn't budget for a new one, so if he sells it, we're down one. So, you know. The building, you know, they got the blueprints made for it, and they're looking to get bids this spring. The 60 by 152 building for cold storage and heated storage. The state has new law. You got to log all spraying done with the GPS location for reimbursement from the state chemical.
We do that already, don't we?
Yeah, but he said they have to do a better job of it.
Okay.
Because apparently some of their reports aren't complete. So he said just more paperwork for him, but he'll do it. So, and some of they sent in all the pigweed samples they had from last year, and they're getting more resistant to the chemicals. They're resistant to group 2, 9, and 14 now, which means you have to use different chemical groups to control the pigweed and stuff like that. Right now he only has one employee, Justin, and he hopes that Harley will be on for the summer. She's a teacher. And because the one guy went out west where his wife got a job.
He actually left, didn't he?
Yeah, so he's gone. So we only got one who's helping right now between the county shop and there and wherever he needs to be. Jail, he works all the places. So, and then on the VA, the one driver isn't working out, the Peggy Drabas. Mm-hmm. So Angela was going to probably terminate her. And then she wonders if she should put Bob on full time because he has such a hard time getting drivers. And I said we'd talk about it. But then if he wants full time, then he wants full benefits.
So is he going to work 24/7 all by himself?
Well, that's what I asked him.
That's not practical.
And she said, well, then her and Tammy would fill in when he couldn't. So Phil and I were talking about it and wondering if I got to talk to her, but do we need to run the van to Fargo every day? It runs every day. Can we reschedule so we can run 3 out of 5 days? Probably not. There's probably too busy.
I'm pretty sure not. We've tried that up at work, and when they give you an appointment,
services.
It's different that, you know, they're going to the VA, but sometimes you wait 3 months for some of these appointments. Right.
And sometimes they go to Fargo twice a day. Somebody will have a 6 o'clock appointment, somebody has a noon one. So I'll talk to her today and see, I mean, what do we want? Do we want to put Bob on full-time? I don't see where he wants to work full-time and be on call. You know, to be on call at least 2 weekends a month.
And with that position, we never put it in as a full-time either.
Right.
No.
Well, I see I have a thing in my mailbox for employee status change for Bob. So I haven't talked to her since last week. She was out sick on Friday, so I'll talk to her and see what's going on.
I guess just
try to get
it's more second. It's more practical to have two part-time, mm-hmm. I think.
I think we should try to find another part-time.
At least try. And I know it's not easy. We've we lost our driver up there, and they're not coming out of the woodwork, and that is full-time. But that's different in the fact that when you're not driving, you're doing yard work or something.
Right.
You know, it's not just sitting around.
And here, the hours are kind of tough. A lot of times they're leaving at, well, they have 6:30 appointments a lot of times at the VA, so they're leaving at 5,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sometimes you work till 7 at night by the time you get home. So the hours are questionable. But I'll talk to her more and see what she wants to do.
Okay. I know a veteran that was looking for a driving job.
Well, give it to me or give it to her.
I can't remember. He worked for us as a driver, and he was good.
Okay.
But then he went to Deer, and he is a veteran. His first name's Tom, but I can't remember his last name.
Okay. So I'll talk to him. Maybe they can cover it until they can...
It might be worth trying to at least see if you can find somebody.
But she says her and Tammy can fill in driving with Bob until they have a new one. So...
Yeah, I'd like to see two.
Yeah, so I'll tell her that.
Because what happens if one gets sick? Okay, well then nobody gets to
or
go
if he snowed in.
No, they'll go, yeah. But the girls will be on the road nonstop then.
Yeah, somebody will.
And now we just took on another county.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Oh, and then they're meeting down there on the 20th, which would be today, with the Lamoure County Commission.
It is.
They're meeting with the Lamoure County Commission to see what duties are expected and... It's pretty all finalized in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys all got a contract in the email.
Mm-hmm.
I had a copy of it from last time. It's the same one we signed last
time.
But it's pretty just straightforward, one-year contract. So, but they're meeting with them today down in Lamoure, so we'll go from there. And I missed the Development Corporation meeting last week. And so Bill went to that one, so you can report on that. And that's all I have.
John,
at Social Service after the last meeting, I didn't think it was going to happen for a couple of months because they put it out. Well, they put it out halfway through last year, and we hadn't heard a darn thing. And then all of a sudden, last month, a senator from District 12, Jamestown, is now on the board.
Was he hand-picked?
Well, the state gets picked, so
okay.
I don't know. It's a non-governing board, so which I've been yelling, screaming about the last 2-3 meetings because of the crap that's coming out of Bismarck, so they're not dealing with. But and I have not. I was going to stop in and find out. They had a court hearing with that one individual that the director did not want back in the zone, I mean, as far as us taking care of him, because he had been sent for detention again because of the last foster.
Oh, yeah, you told us about that.
Foster home he was at, he took a knife after his foster parents, so. But Bismarck still won't come up with an answer for that, so it just is a nightmare as far as that. Yeah, so. Needless to say, that's had everybody an earful.
How was
the director was nice about halfway through the meeting, and I was. Then I left loose.
How's the stay-at-home project going for him?
Work from home?
Yeah.
Did not hear. As far as I know, it was. They're still.
Because that'll be coming up on a month here.
Yep. I will find out though for sure on the next one.
Okay.
And then we had water board on Monday. I'm just going to step over that complaint because that has nothing to do with us. Little Dam, they got the historic information, but they had to do that.
Cultural review?
Yeah. And it didn't look like there was anything in there that was going to hold them up, so. Uh, 10 miles deeper than they thought.
How deep is it?
Yeah, they give levels, and I didn't write all the levels down, but I'd have to mitigate for deeper than 10 feet levels. And that's coming from the NRCS, so.
They thought 10 miles was only 10 feet deep?
I'm guessing that's what they thought that the average was, so. Oh. So that might put it, with the deeper holes that they found out there, it might just put it out of reach. As far as mitigating acres.
Because it's now an actual lake.
Yeah. Well, and the worst part is that it's down 3 feet from what it has been, so.
During high flood times.
Yeah, so it would have been a lot deeper if they'd done the study when
it
was high, so. Let's see. Sand clearing. Ain't going to happen, probably.
They done any?
No. Place has not been safe enough. They said if anything, they were going to look at being, they have been out there to look, and they thought some of the areas during low waterfall in the summer would be accessible, so that was something that the district wanted to proceed with, but they were going to come back with that. So.
That's certainly low waterfall right now.
Yes. But there's ice in places and no ice in other places, yeah. That it's just not safe to be out there again. So.
You wouldn't know where you're at. If you're walking in the water is one thing, but if you're walking on ice and boom, next thing you know, you're filled.
In the water, with especially with equipment, so.
Yeah.
And then Stuart Anderson, the bid they had got, what they set up for their bond, the rock came in $12,000 more than what they had expected. And they had bonded for, you know, that and whatever they thought they might need for extra money for the year for maintenance.
Yeah.
Just because they were so low on money and that, but yeah. I don't know what they did figure out with that. They, I think, pretty much tabled that until next month, so.
So they have the rock sitting there.
Yep.
And that's paid for?
They bonded a month ago for everything that they thought they would have in the next 12 months. To take care of. The problem with that bond is that it's using 6 years' worth of their income. So, yeah. At the end of the year, it could be interesting. And then they got to get their new water development plan, and so I'm hoping that gets done before we have no secretary, so. Because those projects, the deadline is in April for the next 2 years, or whatever they think might have to be done. The State Water Commission always wants them 2 years ahead, so. And then they had that reassessment hearing on the federal to include those parts in Ransom County and very southwest part of federal and Oak Hill. Whatever the township. Yeah, well, it'd be Thurngill, because there was part of that Thurngill that wasn't in Thurngill Drain, so. And that went pretty good. And then the museum. Ticking along. They hired service, no, K&S to do the carpet cleaning. That I questioned about a month ago, and then, in April, they're having a, April 18th, they're having a big get-together for preserving the legacy of the Barnes County Historical Society, basically for that foundation they're trying to get going, and they're trying to get somewhere between 250,000 and 500,000 dedicated to that, so they can use. They figured at $250,000 it'd be about $12,000 a year. So anything above that, you know, would be just a plus for extra operating money. The 150th, they're still looking for the ads for the whatever for the book. Had we said something about that?
Yeah, you were supposed to tell them that we do.
Yeah, and that's what I did tell them. So.
Okay.
Privately, right?
Huh?
Yeah, privately, yeah.
The board privately, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'd each put money in.
Okay, and I will get a hold of her then and get a hold of you guys.
What did they charge for cleaning the carpets? Was it on?
Service Master had a bid for $2,300. K&S was $1,086.
To clean the carpets? I know there's a lot of carpet, but Jesus, that's a lot of money.
Well, the biggest thing is moving.
Oh, junk. It's nice.
A lot of it's
cool
unwheeled.
Cool stuff, but it's a lot.
A lot of it's unwheeled, but it's still going to take.
Are they actually going to move everything or just clean the high traffic areas?
They're going to hit the high traffic areas and then, yeah, anything that looks like it really needs it.
Okay. I'm sure.
And that's just one-time cleaning? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
That's probably all three levels, though, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. So that's a lot of carpet.
The stairwells, or all the stairways.
I was just wondering, because we had one in here for like $300-some, that's why I asked.
The good thing is the carpet folding up good, so.
Nice.
I mean, everybody said that it's amazing how big the carpet, because how long has it been in there? It's been in there a long time, so. Other than that, at the moment, I can't think of anything else. We didn't have a park board meeting, so.
We didn't have it, have we?
No.
No, we didn't have one, I said.
That's what I was wondering. I missed it.
Cindy.
I have City County Health coming up. Julie, we need proof of health insurance. Are we going to get that from whoever does it?
Okay.
Can't do my taxes without it. You have to prove you have health insurance.
I thought that was automatically sent out by the health insurance agency.
I didn't get anything.
Well, that has to be by March something.
Yeah, okay.
Did you get new cards?
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't got new cards either. Yeah. And I went to the dentist the other day and
I got new dental cards.
You got new ones?
First year.
My dental vision is through work. So anyway, and then the other thing is we probably should sooner than later get an article out on the election and what positions are open. We have to be, you know, upfront about that. So is it just Pete and I or what's available?
You two for in here.
Yeah, well, I don't know as far as the rest of the county.
What else is up, do you know, Julie?
I tried looking the other day and I didn't find it, so.
I think it's just Pete and I, but we probably need to make that information. I mean, not that we're keeping it a secret, but it is an election year. And so we probably need to do something.
When do those have to be in by petition?
Middle of April.
I think all the other offices ran in 22.
I think so. State's attorney, too?
Yes.
State's attorney. The sheriff was just elected.
Yeah.
Auditor.
Auditor?
Yeah.
So,
treasurer, recorder,
they were all.
Yeah, I think they're all
with us.
So I think just at the county level, it's these two commission seats.
But there should be something sent out.
Yep.
So they know what's up.
Yep. Excuse me.
Get some qualified people.
Yeah, get some people that know what they're doing.
That's right.
I had something else, but I just can't remember it, and I forgot to write it down, so.
Vicki.
I went to the regional council meeting, and I have my head meeting Thursday, so there's not much going on there at the regional council right now. They are gearing up for this summer. They put on an extra person to run around to all these job sites that they are involved with. They have to go in and get a vendor listing, and then they have to talk to each vendor, and they have a guy that's really older gentleman that's really good at it, and so he's been running around to all these sites and filling out their well, they're not funding, they are actually the point on it, because now the CBDG grants cannot be funded and worked the same way. So we're working them, and we're not, the ones that we're funding, somebody else is working. They got this mad division thing going on, and one of the working things is they have to go and fill out a form on each one of these vendors and make sure that they are on site. And
have all their stuff posted.
Right. So this gentleman that they hired has got at it, so they're gearing up for that. And then since they have this USDA food program that they went into, there was some things that they had to do in order to get the money from the USDA food program. And so far, the regional council is way ahead of the game. They're like four steps ahead of everybody else because they had all these grants and stuff.
What's the food program?
The food program is to help with small businesses like Butcher's Edge and Medina and meat processing and and also with farmers markets and stuff like that. So anyway, we were only supposed to get one done in the first year, and we've got four already. So
good. And that's your South Central?
Yeah. And they finished off our... you guys, we got the bill for it, for our comprehensive study for it. And they are still doing, and I want to make sure that we know that they're still doing the emergency management mitigation so we can actually go back to them this year. And they have saved us money, and that's why when we had it for voting in from Jennifer that, you know, they saved us money this year just on the comprehensive grant because we only were charged a third of what would have been otherwise. So they are a good team up with all of our counties. So
it's kind of like that money we paid to the Red River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get way more back. I mean, yes, it's a big chunk of money. I ain't going to say it isn't, but they always help with all of our projects. So.
Right. So, all right, that's about all I had for them. And like I said, I did the library last time for the last meeting, and then HUD is on Thursday. So, we did go up to also to the highway department, and we interviewed two likely candidates, and one declined, and the other one we declined. So. We did not get any higher salary.
Oh, for workers?
Yes.
How much are we down? Still down two?
Two now.
Oh.
We are hiring.
We don't know about the other one for sure yet.
We don't. We're thinking about hiring someone.
We have hired two this winter, though, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Matt and then another guy.
Yeah. And then supposedly there's three vacancies, but we have one kind of earmarked for something. And
I think one is going to be filled.
So how are they doing up there this winter? No snow, or are they... keep him busy?
Getting a lot of culvert inventory. I'm sorry, do you want to talk?
No, he can finish talking about it.
We're doing a lot of inventory on the culverts, on the roads and everything else. They've done a lot of tree debris removal from ditches and the right-of-ways.
For both the county and townships.
Yeah, and did some along erosions along the bridges to make sure what we're looking at there. So all these small projects that we normally don't get caught up on, we're getting caught up on.
So. And they've built some things up there too, a pavement catcher thing for paving and a box culvert, I think, and different things. So
are we saving a lot of money, or you know, we're not getting township money in, or we're not billing the townships or snow plowing?
But we're not paying overtime every week.
And fuel and everything else. So are we doing better this way or not better? Do we make?
Well, I'm guessing we're doing better. I haven't seen any.
We don't really make any money in the townships. I mean,
not really.
We kind of break even.
Right.
But we're getting a lot of stuff done that we're never normally getting done.
Yes. Which is good.
Yeah.
Which last year we did nothing. Yeah. I mean, we had time for nothing last year. So.
So. Tree removal has been a big thing, and
I've seen them checking culverts.
Yeah,
on the Valley Road, I saw them looking at culverts.
So we're getting all that done this year. That we.
So what are they charging townships for doing tree removal? I mean, is it like the same as we'd be doing for?
I think it used to be hourly rate. We had sewer had some done, and I think it was It's been a few years, but...
I don't know if...
Well, what I'm getting at is that if the rates of returns in townships aren't break-even, they need to be brought up to break-even.
I think we raised it last year.
I know we did.
We did maintenance type stuff.
But I thought break-even was 150, and we only moved it to 130, so...
Yeah, 130 or 135, wasn't it?
That was waiting, right?
Yeah.
Had winter show a couple different times. They're getting ready to go and getting caught up. Vicki said we had a couple of interviews, so we'd gotten them taken care of. We had one guy that had left, and I think we might have hired him back. I'm not quite sure yet, so I'm not going to say a name. Economic development, nothing really new there. They got a couple different things in the work, but nothing that they can bite some teeth into yet. What else do I got? Got performance reviews coming up next month with NDSU over here. I do that every year, but that's in March. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot going on, I don't think. So, Julie, you didn't have nothing else?
No.
One other thing on the VA, that the part-time that she's letting go was on a six-month probation, and that it was the end of the 6 months, so it's just, that's why it just didn't work out. So there wasn't any big troubles, it was just the probationary period, and it was reviewed at the end, so...
Yeah. You didn't give the statistics on them either. Usually,
I did
give
for.
Us
I haven't got them yet for February.
Okay.
Because it's not over yet. I gave you it for January the last.
Oh, okay.
Week.
Yep. That's right. All right.
I do have it written down for January if you want it from last meeting.
No, that's okay.
But like I said, February.
I wrote them down when you gave them to me last.
So February's not over, so I haven't got them yet. So I'll have them next.
Yes, week. That makes total sense.
Did you two kids have something?
Well, we're kind of waiting for Jamie from the county.
I don't have her scheduled.
Well, she told us this was when we needed to be here.
Did she say what time?
8 o'clock.
Oh.
Jamie wasn't going to be here because she said she was not going to be at this meeting.
Oh.
Are you sure you have the right meeting?
I'm pretty sure we just met with her last week.
Yeah.
So
you
tell us.
Run some bias?
Tell us what you want to do then.
Well, what we come for was the, we wrote a grant last year out of the Flex Funds, out of the DOT in the state.
Minnie Lake Township,
yeah, because we have some pretty tough roads up there. And we spent $80,000 to $100,000 the last 3 years in a row trying to put this road back together. So,
hey, question for you. Were you going to be at a meeting this morning and talk about Minnie Lake? Because I got two gentlemen sitting here that said you had said that they were supposed to be here.
I hope they heard the old yeah.
Well, we'll dock you out of your pay.
Remember that the government was on vacation yesterday. President's Day.
Yeah.
So they all had vacation.
So you want to talk and I'll put you on speaker here for just a moment? Okay, hold on. She forgot. Go ahead.
All right, my apologies. I got caught up with this bridge problem in Alta Township. So Minnie Lake is one of the two townships that were recipients of the flexible transportation funding that was made available through DOT for townships. And if you guys recall, that was 1.6 million and some change. The DOT is currently working on rolling out the criteria for management of that and stuff, but they want to work with the county, so everything would be filtered through the highway department and the county, and we would act as like an applicant agent for the townships. And so I guess what we would need for you guys to know is that that's kind of how it would be done. The state will, they said that we could just collect the the invoices and then submit them to the state, and then the state would then not necessarily reimburse, but they would send the check back. So we're not out any money up front, county-wise.
Jimmy, so basically what you're saying is we're the pass-through agency.
Yes, yes.
And you're going to help, you've already helped these guys write the grant, or did you do it on, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, my question is, are we supposed to be matching any of the funds?
No, we are not. The only thing the county has to do is allow my time as the manager, if you will, for, and it's both Mini Lake and Meadow Lake, and then we would just be that pass-through, like I said.
So you're just talking to us about Mini Lake, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And what were the dollars again on Mini Lake, Jamie? We talked about it, but
Mini Lake is $1.65 million, and Meadow Lake was $850,000, I believe.
So it's 1.6 just on Mini Lake.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would make a motion that the county serve as the pass through and the assistance for Mini Lake. And Meadow Lake? No, they're not here requesting. Do you want Meadow Lake too, or do we need them to come and request our help?
You can do them both.
Okay, both Mini Lake and Meadow Lake.
Do you want them done on the same one or two opposite?
They could be on the same.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
So who takes care of the engineering? Is that up to the townships or...?
It will all be taken care of through this grant. So the township, with my assistance, will hire the engineering firms and go through the bidding process.
Okay. The only question I have.
Did we ever get a second?
I don't.
Okay. Roll call.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicki.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Thanks, Jamie.
And just for the record, Jamie, this was not a Zoom call.
No, it was not a Zoom call.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, thank you. My apologies.
Bye.
What's the length or the stretch of road?
It started out just because of the Mini Lake, where it always washes out, and then and then it didn't go as well. So then I came back to Jamie, and we actually tied in Grand Prairie, and then we went into Cass County and Lake Township, so we have a corridor from Cass County 1 to the Peak Road.
It's like 10 miles.
Okay.
Which enticed the grant, so it looked better, even though Cass wanted to gravel road, but it's still a corridor.
Mm-hmm.
You go all the way to Peak Road now, huh?
So what are they putting in? Are they putting in culverts?
What I asked for was a box culvert. Ever since the county's taken out the bridges years ago, we cannot keep that.
That's what you thought about before.
Mm-hmm. There was a bridge on Mini Lake, right, on the road on 21?
Yeah.
When did they take that out? I mean,
it's the 60s.
Yeah.
I was born in the 60s. How would I remember that, Daryl?
Bill, Pete, can I talk to somebody?
That makes sense.
It's been a long time since that.
Okay.
But we've lost it so many times.
Yeah.
And the last 3 years, and of course.
So you're thinking the plan, and of course you don't have engineering yet, but we'll fix it, whatever you think.
We're looking for a box culvert in that location.
So where was the grant out of?
It's out of a flex fund out of
something.
Is that the one that all the townships had to apply for, that it was supposed to be federal matching? And
no, that's a different one.
Yeah, there's no matching on this one.
Well, it was federal and state funds. The state was putting it out if the feds matched it, and we all put in for it.
Yeah, I still haven't heard if we got it.
So this is 100%? This is 100% because B and I combined Grand Prairie and Lake. When they asked you the last question about being able to put anything in, we don't have it. So we spent all our money on the last 3 years of putting it in. So it's a totally funded.
That's awesome.
Also, we don't have an engineering firm. We couldn't give them a concrete bid on anything. So they allow a 10% or over to complete this project. What it'll amount to is a box culvert, a couple other culverts. We'll have to put the roads back to the 33-foot right-of-way, grade them.
You have to get all these water boards to agree? Cass and Barnes?
No, the water boards have no control over township roads.
Well, but it's a lot of water moving. That's only moving between counties. I'm just asking.
You've got to do a hydrologic study on the system. And
yeah.
Yeah, but as far as culverts, if you do anything, it's replace what's there.
Yeah, okay.
So, awesome.
So where is the box culvert going in again?
You know where the substation is on? You know where Chuck Ruff lives?
Yep.
Right by his house.
So then one just get put in there?
Yeah, it's a culvert.
The last 2 years they put in a culvert.
So I know how much box culvert costs for the county. That's pretty much going to eat up the whole thing right there then, right?
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
You're not going to irritate Charlie, are you?
He's been pretty irritated not being able to get out there for the last 3 years.
Yeah, he screamed at me in Walmart one day. And, you know, he's loud when he's not mad.
Yeah. But here's the thing with Charlie, he screams at anybody.
I know, he's loud when he's not mad.
Yeah. He's a pro.
yeah, well, good. Because
they're kind of all the same.
On that whole growling north there, too.
That's also
growling right now.
Yeah, because that's just been...
Until we get something, some idea of how it is. That's our plan now. But
this should really help you guys out.
Yeah.
Good.
As long as the engine, it doesn't get too expensive. I hope it's...
We'll see what the state hadn't come up with all the particulars on how to get engineering and all that yet, so we didn't have all the rules.
No,
so,
and that's typical.
Yeah.
But hang in there.
But it isn't going to be a yearly project. In their requirements, they require 8 inches of road on the
8 inches.
Yeah.
To make a basin and then
sure.
They want 8 inches of gravel. So there's no way we can put 8 inches of gravel on that road. I mean, but it'll be 2 or 3 years to, you know, so we're going to, you know, for us to try to send the bill to the county send it to us, send it back. It's so much easier for us just to let you guys.
Well, it sounds like we have to anyway.
You have to anyway. You've got to go through your.
So company. Can I ask, as your township, what are you levying? As a township, how many?
36 million.
How many?
36.
Oh, you guys are way up there.
You're one of the highest. I think you are the highest in them.
Well, we had to be.
Well, and I go for the townships that have got the higher mills because that's what it's requiring to keep those roads up. There's some of them that are down in the base mills, and then they wonder why they ain't got the money to fix the roads. And, well, there's your answer.
Yeah, because it's just graveling. If you want to gravel much, it's expensive.
So we're at the top in our township. In 4 years, we try to regravel every 4 years, and it doesn't even come close to covering what we gravel every 4 years. So, or, you know, every year, what
and
we collect.
Because of these big damages, you know, fixing that site and stuff, we've had to not gravel because we don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
You've depleted everything. Well, at least this gives you some hope, huh?
Well, hopefully we'll have one road that'll be open.
Well, none of you didn't have to go dragging people out of snowbanks this year, Darryl,
not
yet.
Not a one.
Yeah, it ain't over.
But there's been two of the ditch there.
Well, and we'll cross our fingers that the Prairie Dog funds come through for everybody. And trickles down in a bigger trickle than it has so far.
But as we got into Cass County
in Imperial Cass?
Less.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But if you want a culvert over there, you have to buy it.
Yeah, I believe
they don't have the money to put it in. So. Yeah. And we've got a lot of aging culverts.
Yeah. Well, I think most townships do.
Yeah.
Which gets me to another thing is they're talking about this eliminated property tax. The difference between Cass and Barnes and mill levy, I don't know how they're going to do this.
Well,
it ain't going to work, so.
I can't imagine it'll happen, but it might. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Sorry that we dragged you.
I should have asked right away.
We could have called her earlier, but thank you. You give her heck.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.